Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
28 to 11, and let's go on the page now from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
Very well.
That's good. Today's a special day for Menangle. It marks 105 years since racing began there, and it's quite interesting. Racing began there all that time ago with thoroughbred racing, and the thoroughbred racing ceased when the course was commissioned for use during World War One. And after the war, racing resumed there. And then it was in 1951 that the New South Wales Trotting Club purchased the grounds, and harness racing was held there. So a special day there today, and a special night there this Saturday night. The fields came out for this Saturday night's meeting at Menangle. We have a Group 3 feature in the middle of the card, and we see Tiger Tara returning from his interstate campaign. And we also see the return of Lauren Trinton back in the sulky. So Lauren was meant to be sidelined looking towards for the rest of the season due to a back injury, but she bounced back at the trials yesterday at Menangle, and she's chomping at the bit to get back to racing as well. But we couldn't catch up with Lauren this morning because she's busy, so I thought we'll catch up with her husband Shane instead. So are you with us there this morning, Shane?
He's about to join you, I think. There he is.
Yeah, hi, Amanda. How are you going?
Well, Shane, thanks for catching up with us this morning. I was just mentioning that Lauren, she's back in the bike. She was going to miss the rest of the season with a back injury, but we saw her arrive at the trials at Menangle yesterday.
Yeah, look, it's come along really well. She's got to go see the physio tomorrow, and you know, we'll get a final call on them to make sure everything's fine. But she feels really, really good, and it was meant to be sort of 4 to 6 weeks, and it's going on 4 weeks by the time she gets back on the weekend. But it's I was happy to give it for the rest of the season if that's what she wanted. But you know, Lauren, she's been sitting on her hand for a few weeks now, and I think she said the other day, enough, she needs to get back out there.
Yeah, well, she is the leading female driver around Menangle, and yesterday she won a trial with Lombo Kota Kinabalu, and that must be promising for his rising 10 now, and he looked like he won that trial comfortably.
Yeah, look, he's definitely probably my favourite horse, and Lauren, you know, she gets along with him better than anyone, and it's funny, you know, when every time Lauren seems to get out, he seems to out himself, and when she's right to come back, he seems to want to make a return. So, you know, maybe he's, you know, trying to align himself with her a bit more often than not. But, yeah, it was good to see him back. Good to see Lauren back. And, yeah, it was a day where you can, you know, sometimes things start going in the right direction. Hopefully it keeps going that way.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, while we're talking about racetrack returns, Muscle Factory, how is he coming through his injury?
Yeah, look, everything's been really, really good. He's actually out on the track right now. I can see him from here, but he's bowling around. He's done a lot of rehab. We've done a lot of water walking and treadmilling and a lot of walking in the cart, jogging, and now he's up to the stage where he's starting a little bit of fast work. And so everything's been a slow progress, but as far as the vets are concerned, they're very happy with him. And, we're just trying to build the strength as slowly as we can. And, yeah, we're not sure when he'll make a return. It could be any time between now and a million-dollar race, but we'll just sort of poke around and let him, you know, the main thing is to get him fit and healthy, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with him from there.
Yes, I've heard that Muscle Factory is a good contender for this million-dollar race coming up in New South Wales next May. Just to refresh the listeners, what was his injury exactly?
Yeah, so in the final of the Derby, he had a 50% tear in halfway down his tendon. So it was a good injury that, you know, pretty much meant that he was going to be wiped out for 12 months. And he's come through that extremely well, and a lot of treatments and stuff has made him injury heal quite quickly, and now it's just a matter of trying to strengthen that for as slowly as we can, for as, you know, to get him as, you know, as well as we can. So at this point he's really, really good, but you know, it's just a slow process. You've got to be very patient.
Exactly. Well, one horse you were patient with, but he's now been retired, is Franco Nelson.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a an end to a long road for Franco. We were lucky to have him for his last couple of years and won a Group 1 with him, and did everything we could to keep him racing because he loves it. But we decided to pull the pin, and we're just looking at options now. I'm not sure if we can get him to stand at all as a stallion. He's a beautiful horse, so it'd be great if we could. If not, he'll make an entrance into the show arena, I would imagine, and that'll be interesting to see how he handles that. But as far as the horse is concerned, he's happy, healthy, and enjoying retirement.
Yeah, he's a flashy type, and as you mentioned, you won the Bohemia Crystal Free-for-All. That was the Group 1 you won with him, and you also made it to the Inter-Dominion Series with him last year as well. So I'm sure whatever he does off the track, he'll be very good at. This Saturday night, huge night for your stable. Obviously, we've got the return of Lauren back in the bike, and she's down to drive in 7 of the 9 races, and I think you guys have... You've got runners in about 8 of the 9 races. So we'll start off Mark Dennis. He's in the opening race for you guys. Lauren's not driving him on Saturday night. You've kept Todd on, and Todd won with this horse last start.
Yeah, look, he's a funny horse. We had him a lot of years ago. We almost made a miracle mile with him, and we were happy to get him back and just try and look after him and see if we can get him somewhere near his best. And Todd drove him last week, and he actually went the fastest winning time he's ever done. So I said to Todd, I'd try and keep him on if we can. And, it's hard to get Todd, let alone keep Lauren all the time. So it worked out all right this week. And, it'll be interesting. You can't get too excited. He's a claimer, and he's getting old. But end of the day, his last win was very good, and hopefully he can stay somewhere around that form.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he went 151.4, which is impressive, and pushed his earnings over 311,000, which was good. And then in the following race, you've got definitely two horses going around with My Ruby Star and God Spirit. And God Spirit, he's had the 3 runs back from a spell, now finished 2nd each time. You must be happy with his return to the races.
Yeah, look, we're very happy. We've sort of taken a stance that we're going to bring him up slow. And, last time I screwed him right down. And he raced well, but he got a bit fierce, and he sort of got himself into a race where he just sort of run all the time and we couldn't control him. So this time we're taking it very slow and spent a lot of time in getting in his head to make sure he stays settled. And his last start, he actually took a sit, and I was very happy with that. And he went quite well. And, look, I think this week we probably might have to hold the front, but he's certainly progressing well. And I think he's going to be a star in our stable. We just need to be patient with him and try and teach him to be a racehorse, because he's very immature. And hopefully, we're doing the right thing by him. He'll do the right thing by us.
Yeah, well, he's only had the 10 starts to date and won half of them and placed the other half. So he's always been a good horse for you guys. Another one that's been racing well for you and a relatively new horse to the stable is Electra Rock, and he's drawn well in Barrier 1 in race 6 on Saturday night.
Yeah, he's an interesting little horse. He's sort of come out and run fourth to Ignatius, and we thought, gee, this is good. He's going to do a good job, and then he's produced a few little tricks, and we're still trying to work him out. But it'd be good to get Lauren back on him and see if she's sort of a driver. She was a bit disappointing last start. He done a few things wrong when she drove him, and it was probably a bit of a gear malfunction that I probably caused. So, it'd be interesting to see if she can get him to bounce back to his best. I'm sort of still trying to work out which direction we're going with him. So hopefully, this weekend he can put a good foot forward.
Yeah. All right. Well, another one that put a good foot forward for you guys first up was Motu Gatecrasher. And he's heading around in that Group 3 up against Tiger Tara. The race was over the 2,300 metres, and that was the distance he won first up for you guys over.
Yeah, look, I'm really happy with him. His last week run was super. He never got a crack at him and finished hard on the back of the winners. And, he's a progressive type horse. I think he's getting used to how we're training him. And, Lauren was really, taken back by his first up effort. And she sort of said to me last week, just put him straight back in this week over 23. And, it's obviously hard with Tiger there. You're always struggling to beat him. But I think, if we can get a little bit of luck, he'll certainly run the distance out. And, we just probably need someone to take it to Tiger a little bit, and hopefully we can take advantage of that.
Yeah, all right. And then in the last, you've got a trotter going around in Enjoy and Ale, who's first up for the stable, and he's been impressive at the trials for you guys. He's won 2 trials for you.
Yeah, look, when it comes to trotters, we every now and again we get a trotter and they go okay, and for one reason or another they go and buy sire to someone else. But we like this bloke. We've had him for a while. We've just been taking our time with him, and you know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. So we'd just be happy if he can go and compete and do a good job. So at this point in time, I won't say which way he'll go, but we'll certainly hope that his form's good enough to say that he can be competitive. And you know, if he can go well this weekend, that'll be a good start.
Yeah, good, very good. All right. Have we got any other new horses coming through the stable to keep an eye on?
Yeah, we've got a couple floating around. We've actually just purchased one that's not here yet, but he should be coming, I think, next week, at the start of next week, and that's a horse called Fun at the Beach of Mark Purden. So, it's been purchased for one of our owners that lives in the US, and we're pretty excited to get hold of him when he turns up. He should be a genuine Grand Circuit horse if we can get him at his best. So, he's probably the one that we're most looking forward to, other than the racetrack return of Lombo Coda whenever that happens.
Yeah, all right. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks for joining us this morning, and all the best for your races coming up this weekend.
All right, thank you.
So there you have it, Cosy. Shane Tritton online with the return of his wife, Lauren Tritton, back in the bike this Saturday night at Menangle. She's the leading reinswoman, metropolitan reinswoman around Menangle. So it looks like she'll be able to hold on to that lead in the premiership, because they've only got a few weeks left to go of the season. So it's good to see her bounce back from her back injury.
Fantastic. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, sounds great. Thanks, Cosy.
Amanda Rando on the pace from Harness Racing New South Wales, 17 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.